Now I'm going to move on down to verse 20. He says, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Now, what he means here and what he's saying by the unction is an anointing. We have an anointing, and that is the anointing of the Holy Spirit, which we are going to see later in this chapter here, that there is an anointing in verse 27. It says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. Now, that's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit indwells every believer, every real believer. And the Holy Spirit is able to reveal to him all things. Eye hath not seen, the ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things the Lord has prepared for him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, so that we have someone dwelling in us that can reveal these things that are in the Word of God to us. And we have an anointing, therefore, so that every person can have the assurance of his salvation. If you really want to do business with God, you really want to get right down to the nitty-gritty with him, come to him and ask for light, ask for guidance, ask for his assurance. Ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. It means all things that you should know as a child of God, their potential. It doesn't mean that you've been given a Ph.D. degree in spiritual things all of a sudden. But it means that by the Holy Spirit you can study the Word of God, and then through the experiences that God sends to you, you have the possibility of growing in these matters. And many a child of God grows in grace and in knowledge of Christ. And I've been amazed at the number of lay people I've met in my ministry. I have told the story before about when I was a student in seminary. It was my first year. It was during the Depression, way back in the late 20s. And I was invited to a little Baptist church in the cotton mill section of Sherman, Texas. And I went up and preached four times that Sunday, and I'll never forget it. The cotton mill hadn't been operating for over a year, and they gave me 30 cents. And I took one of my friends, a fellow student there with me, and I told him on the way back, he says, why are you so quiet? I told him, I says, you know, the offering I got was 30 cents. And he says, well, this is a real event for you. This probably will be the only time that you'll ever be paid exactly what you're worth. 30 cents. But gracious, that had to be spread out over four sermons I gave. But I had dinner, that is, the noon meal, that day in a home. And there was an elderly woman there, and everybody called her grandma. And about 15 or 20 people there, and I don't think she was the grandma of everybody. And she could not read or write. In fact, she told me that she came out in a covered wagon in the early days, and she said, I loaded the rifle when my husband shot at Indians. And she'd been a real pioneer, but she'd never learned to read or write. And they asked me, they said, would you read something for Grandma? Because she wasn't able to go to church. And so I thought, I'm a first-year seminary student, I'd give this dear lady the benefit of my vast knowledge of Scripture, which, by the way, wasn't so vast, but I thought I'll take something easy and familiar. So I took John 14, and I began to read it, and as I went along, I wanted to explain it to Grandma. After all, she couldn't read nor write, so I thought I would help her. And I made a comment or two, and she sat there, and I thought she looked a little bored, but after a few minutes, she said, young man, had you ever noticed this? Frankly, she'd make a comment and bring out something in the passage that I'd never even heard before. In fact, there was no professor at school that had ever mentioned that about that passage of Scripture. And before we got through that chapter, she was telling me, and I was listening. And this friend of mine that had gone with me, he was sitting over in the corner. I knew he was going to get me for that afterward. So on the way back that night, he made another comment. My, he says, you sure were helpful to Grandma today. I said, where in the world do you suppose that woman learned so much about John 14? And he said, had it ever occurred to you that maybe the Holy Spirit was her teacher? Maybe that you and I have been listening to the wrong teachers. We need to let the Holy Spirit be our teacher. May I say to you, that's what this verse means here. You have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. That's potential. That's up to you whether you're going to learn or not.